Welcome to the Let's Settle This with Chris and Bob. Used to be I Hate It with Bob and Chris. I've taken the lead. We've changed the format, and I get to do the intros now.
This is your show.
My show.
I feel like I Hate It was more your show.
Yeah, it probably was. So
maybe you had more topics.
Maybe this time you get to run more of it.
Yeah.
So we've changed formats. We're the same guys, still doing a podcast, but Let's Settle This is going to be less hate, more debate.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah.
Made you come up with that?
I did.
Look at that.
So instead of me being the bad guy all the time, we're going to try to be a little nicer. But we're going to debate a few things. And it could be topics like, would you rather do something? Or would you, what's better? Or top five something.
Oh, man. I got all kinds of top five lists. I have a hard time picking a favorite of anything.
Yeah.
But a top five list, I'm good.
And I'll let you know, we're outside in a park right now next to the river. It's really cute.
It's real.
Two guys sitting on a bench.
Just
if there's some windows.
Window?
If there's some wind noise, that's why. You might hear some birds and some other wildlife, the fauna blowing in the breeze. I don't know.
All right. So the new format here, it used to be haters. And
yeah.
we would get feedback occasionally. Actually, a couple of notable audience members, notable haters, would give us feedback, give us topics, but this new format is going to be almost exclusively driven by other people. So we have a couple now, they've come in a couple, but we've got a coworker who, Stacy, is sending us our first few topics to debate and settle, and they are kind of would you rather scenarios.
So the way we're doing this going forward, by the way, is we are going in cold to these topics. We're not doing any research. We don't even know what the topics are until we sit down to record this. So there's not a lot of time to think about it ahead of time. It's just going to be off-the-cuff answers. We have our first one today that was just sent to us via text. Bob's going to read it. I don't know what it is. I think he might have had a brief second to look at it a second ago. But we're just going to go in cold and see how this goes.
Yeah. And now there are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 different topics. So I don't know that we'll get to all four, but Stacy's given us topics. The first one is a would-you-rather scenario. Would you rather be super strong or super fast?
I'm already both of those.
But you have to pick just one.
I gotta like, reduce myself?
Exactly, yeah.
So, not add something?
Yeah, you're either... And now, I don't know if you're super strong, how slow you actually are, or if you're super fast, how weak you are. Yeah. That would actually really kind of lend into, like, you know, what I might choose. I'm leaning towards being super fast because I think that would be more useful than being super strong. And more impressive. I'm more impressed by really, really fast people than I am really strong people.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a tough one for me. I'm really fast. I mean, what would you do with really fast, though? Like you would just get places fast?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and then what?
But I mean...
If you get there and you're like, a complete weakling...
But I'm thinking more sports related. So if you're really fast, you're going to be potentially a better athlete than just someone who's really strong. Like the fun sports to play. Like if you're playing soccer or football or even baseball, if you're fast, you've got more of an advantage than being... But if you're super strong but super slow, I mean, the only thing you're going to be good at baseball is hitting a home run. And then if you don't hit a home run, I assume in this scenario, you're very slow. And you're going to get thrown out pretty easily.
I'm going to take the practical approach on this. And I think that there's more value in life being strong than fast. I think like around the house, I wouldn't have to have help moving large objects.
How often do you have to move
right
large
now,
objects
Okay, for example,
home?
Right now I have a huge rock. It's a boulder. You've seen it sitting in the back underneath my pine trees, which are going to get cut down soon. But I need to get my lawnmower to the very back part of my lawn. And that's blocking the gate. That rock I can't move on my own. But if I was super strong... Could. I wouldn't have to have anybody help me.
Yeah, but if you're super fast, you can mow your lawn quicker with the push mower.
No way. The lawnmower can only go so fast.
I don't know, man.
That blade only spins so fast. You'd be, you know, you'd be missing grass. It would, no. Nope.
I'm not worried about lifting stuff around my house. Yeah. I want to be fast. I'd go fast.
It's because you've never been fast. Strong. Is that why?
Might be. I'm super strong, though.
I would go strong.
So, okay.
All right.
Let's settle this. So, this is where, I guess... Unless you've got anything else to say to this, like I don't want to get into the nitty gritty of what's going to be better, and then we end up just arguing, and it turns back into I hate it.
No, I don't think I have anything to say. I just think there's more. It's more practical to be strong than it is fast. in life. Now, if we're living a fictitious life where you don't have to go to work, you don't have to do any work around your house, and all you do is show off, well, then probably being fast would be the best
thing. That's all I care about doing is showing off. My speed. Huh. What I get when this actually comes to become real life. All right, we'll move on to the next one. This is a funny one. Would you rather clog the toilet on a first date or the first day on a job?
Well,
I assume if it's a date, your date knows you clog the toilet.
Yeah, how the date know? That's what I'm saying. Like I was automatically going to go to the first day on the job would be worse. First date would be better if I just said, hey, I'm at Buffalo Wild Wings or Chili's on my first date.
But they know. Your date has to find out. So it's either your date finds out that you clog the toilet on a first date or your coworkers find out that you did it on your first day at a job. I'd lean date too. I mean, maybe it's not going to work out with this girl anyways.
Yeah, I agree. And the job, you're planning on being there a good while. Plus,
then you have
more people know.
More people know
when you're on the job.
Yeah, it's not as easy to quit a date as it is to break up with a girl after a first date.
Right.
And if it's really that bad.
Speaking of that, I should just ask you: have you ever been in a situation where that's happened and there is no plunger and you're not at your own home?
Not that I can think of. You sound like you have a story.
I'm not gonna tell a story. I'm just thinking
this
that
has happened
that
to you.
It's a bad scenario.
Has it happened to you?
I think so, but I don't know why.
You clogged a toilet and didn't have a plunger.
Yeah, I mean, like you go to
and
some...
you weren't home.
Yeah, I wasn't home. I don't know why we're talking about this. This is gross.
Well, this is the would you rather.
I guess, yeah, it is.
So for me, I would rather clog it on a first date because either A, she's gonna be super cool about it, and you guys laugh about it years later, and you tell the story on our first date. And maybe it's not a great story.
Okay.
But...
yeah, and here's the other thing. Is who has never clogged a toilet, right? So if she can't get past the fact that you did that one time and just happened to be on the first date, then she's not for you.
There's a lot going wrong on that first
there
date,
is.
Though, if you're clogging a toilet. Like, just the fact that you've got to do that in the bathroom to begin with. Like, there's a lot going wrong. But
it is a good question, something to think about.
Yeah. Work, though, like, there have been... like one job in particular where the bathrooms were, we were a very progressive company. The bathrooms were gender neutral. It was a small building. There were like three bathrooms around the building. So just, you know, they're individual bathrooms. Whoever's in there is in there. And there were two notable scenarios where toilets were not clogged, but one where there was a floater. Someone flushed, but it didn't all go down. And I happened to be the one to find it. And I made the mistake of telling a couple of my coworkers, which were, you know, primarily female, and everybody had to get to the bottom of who left the turd floating in the toilet. And that still to this day, that legend lives on.
Wow.
And there was another notable, like, I think someone did, like, blow up the bathroom one time, clogged it up. And people still to this day, I mean, I'm talking, this is before we had kids, so we're talking like 16 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And some of these coworkers still talk about it to this day. And you don't want to be remembered for that. So
no.
I would say clogging the toilet on the first date, definitely better than clogging it on your first day at work.
I think clog and deny.
At work or either scenario?
Either, just deny it.
Think of the Dumb and Dumber scenario where he blows up the bathroom and then she says the toilet doesn't work. That's pretty funny. All right. We've got a couple more. You want to keep going through them, or do you want to go through? We have one topic that we selected on our own.
Let's go to that one. That one was from our former podcast. Bob thought we had talked about this. I don't think we have, but he and I have talked about this topic at length. So we think you might find it entertaining to hear us talk about it.
And here's why we've talked about it at length. So I think there are plenty of people that have thought through the movie Groundhog Day, where you just repeat the same loop. You wake up and it's the exact same scenario. And if you die in that day, you still wake up the next morning at the same time in the same place, and the same things keep happening.
Yeah.
That's the scenario.
Yep.
And plenty of people have talked about, like, oh, if I found myself in that, here's what I would do. And we brought up that subject just on our own. I thought it was on the podcast, but just on our own. And the very first thing that Chris says is he would see how far he could push people before they would kill him. And I was so troubled by that the first thing you think of is how much could I annoy someone, like what would it take to annoy someone to the point where they want to murder me? That's your first thing. So
is.
I'll let you defend that.
Well, the thing is okay, so to me it's fascinating. You want to know who people really are, right? So I mean, like there are people you come in contact with every day that maybe you work with or you see at the store or wherever it is, and you think, oh, they seem like a nice person, but are they? And how nice are they for how long? So like, if
so to test it, you're just gonna just like walk through how you would like what steps you would take to really just get someone to that point.
I guess I haven't really thought. I guess it would be different on each. I mean, so here's a scenario. Okay, so like, I don't know. It's somebody you know, and you just come in and you just, I don't know, pick your nose and wipe it on their shirt, and then start like that and see how they react. Like, you know, and then with their reaction, you just keep doing things that antagonize them to the point where eventually they try to kill me, or do kill me. I don't know. But the thing is, I don't care because I'm going to wake up the next morning and
Groundhog Day scenario.
Yeah. Like, because I'm going to wake up the next morning, I'm going to go, oh, I can start over again. It's like it never happened. But now I know something about Charlie. Oh, we got a muskrat swimming across the river. Bob's yep. distracted.
Just emerged. Okay.
But now I know something about Charlie. Charlie would kill me if all I did was trip him or whatever it is, you know? Like,
I think it's going to take more than that. But
Charlie?
For anybody.
I don't know Charlie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think you're going to find it tougher to get yourself killed. But knowing that this is his plan, I've told him that there's going to come a day where he really just gets on my nerves to the point where I'm like, he's probably in some kind of infinite Groundhog Day loop. I'm just going to kill him because he is annoying me to the point where, like, I just want this to end. And if he's being this annoying, there's got to be something to it. And it's, I think, plausible reason for denial on my part. If it weren't that.
No, you need to ask me first, because I'll just tell you. Because I know you're to the point where you're going to kill me, and I know it's not Groundhog Day.
I don't know. I don't know that I could trust you for that. For me, there are so many other ways that you could just have a lot of fun. Like, my first thought would be, what could I do to have a ton of fun? And honestly, my first thing would be, you know, you wake up, you do some stuff with your family, make sure everybody important to you in your life is going to have a good day.
Why?
Set them all up.
They're going to reset
because
anyway.
Also, I know, but they're also on an infinite loop. I tell my kids, hey, you know what, guys, skip school today.
But they don't get the benefit of waking up tomorrow and going, man, it was a great day.
They didn't remember
yesterday.
It, no. But like I do, and like, hey, we had a fun time. And I get to see the joy on their faces.
No.
But then I would eventually get to the point where like, all right, well, this is more about me than it is about other people.
Right.
And I think my first move would be, find a real quick way to come into a lot of money early on in the day. I mean, I'm talking like either bet on a really huge long shot real early and you cash out and you've got a ton of money now. So now I've got a bunch of disposable income for one day. I'm talking like I got $1 million. Either I rob a place or I hit a big bet or something happens to where I start out my day. Now I've got $1 million.
But you don't have enough time to spend it.
I think I could blow through $1 million in a day pretty easy.
The benefit to that would be is once the loop ended, you would know how to become rich really fast.
Yeah.
After it was all over.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, because you would just bet on that whatever you did. And
oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you could. See, did I cut you off?
No.
Did you finish? Okay,
no.
So another thing that if I didn't do the kill me thing scenario, which is probably my first go-to, but if that got boring, which it probably would.
It will eventually, yeah.
Depending on how long this goes on. Another thing I would do is probably learn something that takes like months to years to learn. Like fly a jet aircraft.
Like Bill Murray learned to play the piano really well.
Right, that kind of thing. Or like, you know, this is kind of a side note. I think if I was going to learn an instrument in that period of time where it was like to the rest of the world where I woke up one day, I didn't know how to play it, and the next day I was like proficient, I'd learn how to play the banjo.
Banjo, huh?
Yeah. Not a lot of banjo players out there.
No.
So I think that would be kind of cool. Like, hey guys, let me play the banjo. They'd be like, oh, yeah, right. You can't play the banjo. And I'd be like, yeah, watch this. And then dueling banjos.
Yeah, watch this. I love your scenario. Sounds like a cartoon from the 80s or something. Yeah, watch this. Speaking of learning to play instruments and solo instruments, this is a different discussion, kind of taking a little bit of a rabbit trail here. But me and a group of friends had a discussion at one point about what instrument as a solo. You're just hearing the one instrument. There's nothing else. And you kind of have to rule out piano because the piano solos are pretty common. But an instrument that would be, A, the worst to listen to on its own.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all right, that's enough. Like, I've heard enough banjo music. I can't take any more. Or what would be the best to listen to on its own? Excluding piano, because I think piano, you can make that, you know.
You just created a new subject for this, didn't you?
I know. All right. We can cover it at a different time, unless you want to jump into it right now.
We might as well just do it. You just mentioned it. So I think quickly, the worst would be a kazoo.
Is that really even an instrument?
What is it?
I think it's more of a toy than an instrument.
Is it though? I think it's been used in songs.
Yeah, kazoos?
Yeah.
All right, so a kazoo would be the worst?
It'd be pretty bad.
Yeah.
I think panpipes would get old very quickly, too. I mean,
you're a lot more into music than I am. think I know what that is.
So it's kind of an indigenous South American type instrument. Something big floating down the river right there. Anyway, so that, as far as on the good side of things that I could listen to all the time.
Would banjo be up there? You jumped on that pretty quick.
It depends. It depends on what it's playing. That's the hard part. Like, I don't know if it'd be my number one. I can't pick piano, huh? So,
no,
I think, honestly,
that's an easy go-to.
Probably one that wouldn't get old, maybe, would be like a stringed instrument, maybe even classical guitar would be good to listen to for a long time. Even like a cello or a violin.
Yeah. For me, one of the worst would be a bagpipe. One single bagpipe, I'd get tired of that real quick. I'm convinced bagpipes, like people who play bagpipes, are required to learn two songs and only two songs.
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. And then the other one, I don't know what it's called, but you know it.
That one?
Yeah. That's all you got to learn. If you want to play bagpipes, you learn those two, you're set. That's all. And that, if you got past that for a playlist of bagpipes, I'd be done. I'd be out on bagpipes pretty quick. The best, I don't know. That'd be a tough one. Maybe guitar. Yeah, I might be with you on that. Guitar or cello or something.
Yeah, I think you're not going to want anything like a trumpet would get old. Flute would get old.
Oh, yeah. Flutes are awful. I get tired of that pretty quick. Just a flute. Yeah. I'd get tired of that pretty quick.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Stacy sent us a couple more. And actually, this one, I want to hear your answer because this one is, I feel like, dedicated to you. Would you rather live in a world where instead of walking, you dance to get around, or instead of talking, you sing to communicate?
Oh, I'm singing.
I know. You already do that, basically. Yeah. Stacy said this, and I think she said that just so that she could confirm that you would rather sing than talk anyways. I don't even think this has to be an either-or scenario.
It's probably true.
I would not want to sing instead of talk because I don't
You'd
like
You'd rather
singing.
Dance?
Well, no. Well, you see me walk down to the basement, the Conor McGregor shuffle, so that might be it. Honestly, that I think if I had to pick one,
You'd be like prancercising everywhere.
I would. It'd be all right.
Weird.
I'd get real good at it, too. People would be impressed with how good I dance walk.
No, they wouldn't.
They would eventually, because I'd get better at that. I don't think I'd get any better at singing.
I don't think so either. I don't think you'd
get
better
at
either one.
I would get better at dancing. Oh, for sure. If I do it all the time, that's how I get around. Get that footwork down. I'd look smooth. I might try it.
No,
Stacy's going to regret that because we're going to go back and now you're only going to sing to communicate and I'm only going to dance when
starting
I get around the office.
Today.
Yep. Congratulations, Stacy. You just created two new behaviors you're going to get super annoyed with. All right. Last one she sent us. Would you rather have webbed feet or webbed hands?
Feet.
You'd rather have webbed feet?
I think so. Yeah. At first glance, at first blush, I think, number one, people don't see my feet as much. So they'd be hidden. And number two, I would be, what a swimmer I would be.
If I had webbed feet.
Oh yeah, because I'd be kicking like I had flippers on.
But are your feet any bigger, or you just have like small webs between your toes? Because I don't think you'd be that much better of a swimmer if your feet are the same size.
I don't think that's true, because the dogs that swim, like labs and retrievers and things like that, they have webbing between their paws because they're made to swim in water. I think they're better. Like, why do frogs have webbed feet, even though they have tiny feet? You know?
Yeah, but their back feet are pretty big.
Not as big as mine.
Well, no, but in proportion. I would go feet too, because I don't really think I'd find a lot of use for either of them being webbed. It would just kind of be more of an annoyance.
I feel like
something I'd want to hide.
Webbed hands, you'd get caught on stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be cutting them up.
What use would webbed hands be?
Be like all ripped to shreds, like a kite that got tears in it.
I would love to hear from anybody listening to this who would prefer webbed hands and why. Because I can't imagine a world where that would be better than having webbed feet. And I don't even really think webbed feet are a big bonus. You'd be probably better at swimming, for sure.
Yeah.
Not that you'd, like, I'm just thinking, you put on a pair of, like, big, like, scuba flippers, you're flying.
Yeah.
Your feet are webbed, it's not going to be
but
that
big
of a difference.
They make smaller fins, too, for your feet.
Yeah, yeah. They
but,
do. It's going to help.
But you can kiss flip-flops goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't, like, there are people who like feet. I don't get that. I hate feet. I think feet are disgusting.
Yeah, it is weird.
My family knows this about me, and like if we're on the couch and someone puts their feet on the couch, if they're near me, like, all right. But if you put your feet on me, like, no, I'm not cool with that. Even my own family, no.
Shouldn't have told me
Get your feet off me. Yeah, wish, that would be the Groundhog Day scenario. You start pushing me to the edge of trying to kill you.
I wish everyone could see the face you just made. Oh, that was great.
Just absolutely disgusted by the thought of you putting your feet on me. Feet are gross. So, yeah, I'm going to keep mine covered up for the most part anyways. Web feet, if I had to pick one. Thank you, Stacy, for the topics.
Yeah.
So now we're calling our audience settlers.
Do
we have to call it settlers?
I can't say it. I'm having trouble because I know how it's spelled, and I can't. I guess it is settler, I guess. Settlers.
Okay. Settlers.
I can go that way.
Yeah. Because it's going to annoy me if I have to say settlers. That just sounds like I'm trying to throw a y'all in there.
Settlers.
Yeah. I'm not doing that. Settlers, we need your feedback. So we made a commitment to be a little bit more on social media. We're going to get we're going to get our social media director on this.
Yeah, sure.
He'll post a couple questions. I think we need a couple posts to settle some of these things.
We
so
do.
Keep an eye out for that. Thank you for listening, as always. Need a new sign-off. Haters.
I can't say later, haters. I can say
dead air. We'll have it for next episode.
Bye-bye, settle.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for listening. We'll be back.